Have you ever watched a bird learning to fly? Just as a young bird must leap out of the nest, flap its wings, sometimes fall, and try again, we too must learn the essence of perseverance in our walk with God. This journey of faith requires us to press on, even when the winds are against us and the sky seems too vast. Like the bird, our attempts may not always lead to immediate success. We may falter, come up against storms, or even feel like we're falling. However, it is in the act of pressing on, of spreading our wings despite the fear, that we truly learn to fly. Today, I invite you on a journey through God's Word to uncover the depth of meaning behind the call to keep pressing on. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, in the book of Isaiah 40, verse 31, it is written, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." This scripture beautifully captures the essence of pressing on, promising that our strength will be renewed as we place our hope and trust in the Lord. In this divine flight, God is our wind beneath our wings. He lifts us when we're too weary to rise, guides us when our direction is lost, and strengthens us when our wings feel weak. So, we need to understand that pressing on is not merely about the strength of our own will, but about leaning into the infinite strength that God provides. It's about trusting that with each leap of faith, with each attempt to fly, He is with us, teaching us and leading us closer to where we are meant to be. In our perseverance, we find not only the beauty of flight, but the realization of how close God is, carrying us on the breath of His divine presence. Now let us explore the journey of pressing on through trials. In the journey of life, the words of James 1 verses 2 to 4 serve as a beacon of hope, guiding us through the often stormy seas of trials and tribulations. This scripture does not shy away from the reality of hardships. Instead, it offers a transformative outlook on how to face them. It says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." These words are not merely a call to endurance, but a profound invitation to find joy in the midst of our struggles, recognizing them as opportunities for growth and deepening of our faith. The idea of refining gold is particularly insightful in understanding the purpose and potential of our trials. Just as raw gold must endure the furnace's fierce heat to emerge as pure gold, so too must we face the heat of our challenges to be refined. The impurities of our character, the residues of our imperfections, are meticulously melted away under the intensity of our trials, revealing the true essence of our spirit, a spirit fashioned in the likeness of Christ. This process, though filled with discomfort, is necessary for our spiritual maturity, carving out of us a vessel fit for the Master's use. To navigate this refining process, a shift in perspective is essential. Instead of viewing trials as merely obstacles to our peace and happiness, we can see them as divine instruments, shaping us into the image of Christ. This perspective doesn't diminish the pain or the difficulty of our circumstances, but empowers us to face them with a different mindset, one that sees beyond the temporary to the eternal weight of glory being produced in us. It's about recognizing that in every trial, there is a hidden treasure, a lesson to be learned, and a strength to be gained. Embracing this perspective requires a deep-seated faith in God's sovereignty and goodness. It means trusting that He is at work even in the darkest moments, weaving our pain and struggles into a tapestry of grace that reflects His glory. It's understanding that our trials are not random occurrences, but tailored experiences designed by God to mold us, to grow us, and to bring us closer to Him. This trust in God's purposeful design allows us to press on through trials with hope and resilience. Also, pressing on through trials cultivates patience, a virtue that is not just about the ability to wait, but also about how we behave while waiting. Patience refined in the furnace of affliction is a testament to our faith's genuineness. It teaches us to endure with grace, to persevere with joy, and to cling to the promises of God with unwavering confidence. This patience is not passive. It's an active, steadfast faith that looks to God for strength and sustenance. As we persevere through trials with patience, we undergo a profound transformation. We emerge not only stronger and more resilient, but also more compassionate and empathetic towards others facing their storms. Our trials equip us with wisdom and insights that can comfort and guide those around us, turning our own experiences of suffering into ministries of hope and healing. Ultimately, the trials we face are not the end of our story, but crucial chapters that contribute to us becoming perfect and complete, lacking nothing. They are divine appointments that invite us to lean into God's grace, to discover the depth of His love, and to experience the fullness of life in Him. So, as we press on through trials, let us do so with the assurance that God is with us, refining us into pure gold, ready to shine for His glory. In this light, our trials become not just burdens to carry, but blessings to be embraced. They transform into sacred spaces where, in the depths of our despair, we encounter God and discover His unwavering faithfulness. As we press on through the challenges, let us hold fast to the promise that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Let us press on, not in our strength, but in the power of His might, confident that He who began a good work in us will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Let us now turn our attention to pressing on through faith. My friends, understanding the concept of pressing on through faith can truly transform our lives. Hebrews 11 verse 1 provides us with a clear and powerful definition, describing faith as the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. This profound statement opens up a world beyond our physical perception, inviting us to trust in the unseen, to believe in the promises of God even when their fulfillment seems distant or invisible to our eyes. Consider the simple yet profound act of a farmer sowing seeds in his field. He diligently cares for the soil, providing water and removing weeds, all without any immediate evidence of the produce his efforts will bring forth. His actions are driven by faith, a deep-rooted belief in the harvest yet to come. This farming practice reflects our spiritual journey. We, too, are called to sow seeds of faith in our daily lives, nurturing and believing in God's promises, trusting in the eventual manifestation of His work in us. even when it remains unseen. The Bible is rich with stories of those who exemplified this unwavering faith. Take Abraham, for instance, who embarked on a journey to an unknown land, simply clinging to God's promise of a great inheritance. His journey was not fueled by visible signs or clear directions, but by an unshakable faith in the Word of God. Abraham's story is a testament to the power of pressing on in faith, even in the absence of immediate evidence. To press on in faith is to resist being swayed by the fluctuating circumstances that surround us. It demands a vision that looks beyond current struggles, focusing instead on the steadfastness of God's promises. This requires a form of spiritual steadfastness, a resilience that propels us forward through challenges, armed with the assurance of God's faithfulness. Understand that pressing on in faith will also nurture patience within us. As we wait for God's promises to unfold, we learn the virtue of patience, not as mere passive waiting, but as an active, engaged anticipation of God's timing. This patience is not born out of resignation, but out of a deep trust in God's perfect timing and His comprehensive plan for our lives. In essence, pressing on in faith transforms our perspective on life's challenges. It shifts our focus from what is seen to the unseen, from immediate gratification to eternal promises. It teaches us that true faith is not passive, but dynamic, actively shaping our lives and our worldviews. My friends, to press on in faith is to walk a path illuminated by the belief in things not yet seen, fueled by the promises of God. It is a journey marked by steadfastness, patience, and a deep-seated trust in the divine. As we navigate the challenges of life, let us hold fast to our faith, pressing on with the assurance that God is faithful and His promises are sure. Let this understanding of faith guide us, propel us forward, and ultimately shape the course of our lives in profound and meaningful ways. My friends, let us press on towards the goal. In Philippians 3, verses 13 to 14, Paul lays out a blueprint for navigating the Christian life, emphasizing a forward-looking perspective that is essential for spiritual growth. Paul says, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." This verse isn't just about moving on from the past. It's a call to action, urging us to actively pursue the future that God has laid out for us, one filled with promise and purpose. The act of forgetting what is behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead is a powerful metaphor for the Christian journey. It's not about ignoring the past, but rather choosing not to let our previous experiences, whether they be successes that might make us complacent or failures that could hold us back, define or deter our future. This choice is a daily exercise in faith and conviction, requiring us to keep our eyes fixed on the path that God has set before us, undistracted by the rearview mirror of life. This forward momentum is driven by the recognition that the goal we strive for surpasses earthly achievements or accolades. The upward call of God in Christ Jesus speaks to a higher purpose, one that aligns with eternal values and divine destiny. It's an invitation to deepen our relationship with God, to experience the fullness of life that comes from knowing Him, and to step into the roles He has designed specifically for us. This goal is not about reaching a final destination, but about journeying closer to God with every step we take. to press on toward this goal. Determination is key. This determination is not born out of our own strength, but is fueled by the power of the Holy Spirit within us. It's a God-given resilience that enables us to face challenges head-on, to overcome obstacles, and to keep moving forward, even when the road is steep and the journey feels long. This relentless pursuit is what shapes our character, refines our faith, and prepares us for the work that God has called us to do. Focus is another critical element in pressing on toward the goal. In a world filled with distractions and detours, maintaining a clear vision of our divine calling requires intentional effort. It means prioritizing our relationship with God, immersing ourselves in His Word, and staying connected to the body of Christ. Through prayer, worship, and fellowship, we keep our hearts and minds centered on God, allowing His voice to guide us and His will to direct our steps. The pursuit of God's presence is perhaps the most vital aspect of pressing on toward the goal. In His presence, we find the strength to continue, the wisdom to navigate life's complexities, and the peace that surpasses all understanding. Seeking God's presence is an ongoing journey of worship, prayer, and obedience, a daily decision to dwell in the reality of God's love and to allow His Spirit to lead us. In essence, pressing on toward the goal is a holistic approach to the Christian life. It's a commitment to growth, a dedication to purpose, and a devotion to the One who calls us. As we embrace this journey, let us do so with the assurance that God is with us every step of the way, equipping us, guiding us, and ultimately leading us to the fulfillment of His glorious call in Christ Jesus. Thus, as we consider Paul's exhortation to press on toward the goal, let it be a rallying cry for our souls, a reminder that our past does not define us, and that our future in Christ is bright with promise. With every step forward, we move closer to the heart of God, discovering the joy and fulfillment that come from living a life fully surrendered to His call. Let us press on with faith, with hope, and with love, knowing that the prize awaiting us is worth every effort, every sacrifice, and every moment spent in pursuit of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. As we stand at the threshold of what lies ahead, let us embrace the journey with unwavering faith and relentless determination, fortified by the wisdom of Paul's words to press on toward the goal. May we leave behind the weights of past failures and the complacency of past successes, setting our sights on the higher calling that God has placed upon our lives. In every step, in every challenge, let us find strength in the promise of God's unfailing presence and the assurance of His eternal purpose. Together, let us move forward, not as individuals lost in the shadows of yesterday, but as a united body of Christ, radiant with the hope of tomorrow, pressing on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let this be our motivation, our mission, and our declaration to press on, to never give up, to reach forward, and to pursue relentlessly the glorious destiny that awaits us in Him. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, I come before you in humble adoration, acknowledging your sovereignty, your power, and your majesty. You are the creator of all things, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Your greatness is unsearchable, your wisdom infinite, and your love unfailing. I praise you for who you are, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who parts seas, raises the dead, and heals the brokenhearted. Lord, I thank you for your manifold blessings and the gift of life. I'm grateful for your provision, your protection, and your presence that guides me through every moment of my life. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, mercy, and love. Father, I ask for your forgiveness for the times I have faltered and strayed from your path. Forgive me for the moments of doubt, the instances of disobedience, and the times I've allowed fear to overshadow my faith. I also choose to forgive those who have wronged me, releasing any bitterness, resentment, or anger, for I know this pleases you and frees my heart. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I rebuke and bind every attack of the enemy designed to derail my faith, to sow discord, or to bring despair. I bind the spirit of fear, anxiety, and discouragement, and I claim the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, to guard my heart and mind. Lord, as I press on in faith through trials and toward the goal you have set before me, grant me the strength to endure, the wisdom to navigate my journey, and the courage to face each challenge with confidence in your victory. Let the testing of my faith produce perseverance, and may perseverance finish its work, so that I may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. In the name of Jesus, I declare that through the trials, my faith will be refined like gold, and I will emerge stronger, more faithful, and more aligned with your will. I pray for your healing touch upon my life and the lives of my loved ones. Heal our bodies, mend our hearts, and restore our spirits. Protect us from the schemes of the enemy, from every form of attack, whether physical, emotional, or spiritual. Shield us with your mighty power, and let your angels encamp around us. Bless us, Lord, and let your face shine upon us with grace and mercy. Fill our lives with your love, guiding us in your truth. May your presence be a constant source of strength and comfort, leading us into a future filled with hope and promise. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, seeking your face, your grace, and your favor. Lord, bless us with health, prosperity, and peace. May your Holy Spirit guide us, strengthen us, and empower us to live lives that glorify your name. Let your will be done in our lives and in the lives of our loved ones as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer, and by clicking the like button. Also remember, to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.